Celtics have a 2-0 lead in the series. They beat the Pacers 99-91, and now the man himself is going to tell us how he actually felt taking the floor tonight to start this game. All day, everyone was wondering, how sick is Al Horford? How does he feel going into this game? And now you can tell us, how close was the decision and what was going on during the day?
I always knew I was going to play. You know, I was just making sure that I felt as good as I could. And credit to the Pacers. They changed that up on me,
yep.
Doubled me every time I got it in the post, really made it. Every time I caught it, they switch or double, really limiting me early. And starting in the fourth, I just decided to, coach call a couple good plays for me to go and take it and be aggressive one-on-one, and they couldn't get to double, and I feel like that got us going there in the fourth.
Run us through that sequence, because that was, Max and I are looking at each other going, Kyrie's got to get a rest. He's got to get a rest here. There has to be a sequence of the game, and to us, those first 5 or 6 minutes, first 3 or 4 minutes really of the fourth quarter was where everything sort of changed. What happened in that sequence of the game?
I think we just really locked in. I think, we started getting stops defensively, and then we got some good ball movement on offense. A couple of baskets, fell in, and we got some momentum.
The thing about this game, Al, is when you play a game on the road as a road team, normally you get one opportunity to steal a game. Pacers had two opportunities. That's demoralizing for a team coming in and playing you.
No question about it. I felt like they had a good game plan. They came out real aggressive. Real strong, and I'm proud of our group because, in the regular season, as you guys seen, I think things would have gone the other way for us. And we stuck together, we kept fighting, and we found a way to get the win.
True measure of really the playoffs and changing tone, I think, is really when you go into the playoffs. You erase all the bad stuff and you say, guys, we're playing right now. And it seems like you guys have huddled up. Even against diversity, it seems like you guys have been, together as a team.
No question, and it's going to get tougher, as you guys know, hitting the road, playing in Indiana. We have to be even tighter come game three.
You've played with great players. You've played against great players in the playoffs when the great ones, find a different place. To me, there have been higher scoring games in playoff history, obviously. Kyrie, to me, what he did at a time when things weren't going well, when he was sort of the rudder of the ship, plus defensively taking charges, this, of all the things you've seen, how where is this one on the list? That had to be pretty up there.
It's up there, man. And I was just impressed with Kyrie and his drive. And these were the type of games that we get in trouble when we can't score the ball. He has the ability to create his own shot, score, make the right play. Late there in the game, he made some good passes, the right decisions. And then on defense, he was playing hard. So this was as impressive as I've seen. Like you said, it probably wasn't a 50-point night, but he was unreal.
Lastly, I think the thing that we really look at for me is that you guys, even in crunch time, you were unselfish. And I think about Jaylen Brown coming down all the way, going towards the hoop, and then throwing the ball out to the corner to find Tatum. It just seemed like you guys wanted to play together as a team the whole time.
It was impressive. I feel like Jaylen, that was a really heads-up play by him. Probably early in the year he wouldn't have made that. And I feel like that changed the game for us right there. He made the right read. Tatum knocked it down. That was huge by Jaylen.
As my mother would say, drink plenty of fluids and get plenty of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see you on the plane tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.